Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. Conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to Message of Christ Church, where the senior pastor is Pastor Senior Staples. We want to thank you for this glorious morning, for joining us and tuning in to our mega prayer, which is every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. You are tuning in to our broadcast number, which is 641-715-3670. Again, the broadcast number is 641-715-3670. We also invite you to join us every Monday for Miracle Monday, which is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Sunday at 8 a.m., which is our morning Bible study, and also every Thursday, we invite you to the leadership training that is held by Pastor Sylvia Staples, which is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can also reach out to the ministry by way of the administrative line. The local line is 773-609-2071. Again, that administrative local line is 773-609-2071. And there you will find, well, actually, there you can actually call in pertaining to anything for the ministry. And if you have prayer requests, we'll take those prayer requests and we will keep you listed in prayer. But you can also keep in contact with the ministry by way of website at messageofchrist.net. And there you will find the prayer wall. And you can actually make a request known on the prayer wall. And you can also place your praise reports or testimonies also on that prayer wall. You can also reach out or keep in touch with the ministry at another website, which is Pastor Sylvia, Sylvia Staples Ministries.com. And you can also reach out to us by way of the email, which is messageofchrist@yahoo.com, and also by way of U.S. mail, which is P.O. Box, Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762. Zip code is Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60639. Again, that address is Message of Christ Church at P.O. Box 390-762. And the zip code is Chicago, Illinois, 60639. We want to thank you for joining us for this week. As we go into prayer for singles, we're standing in agreement for singles. We want to just stand in agreement for single believers. If you have a prayer request for whatever topic that was already discussed this week, whether it be spiritual warfare, marriages, or your children, you draw closer to God in your singleness. You just want to uplift each other up. So as we go forth in prayer, I am your host, Sister LaLonda Brooks. And as we thank God, we just want to glorify him right now. We want to lift you up, Father, because you are mighty, Father God, because you are awesome, Father, because you are great, Father God, because you are the great I am, Father, for you have called us, Father, to a place, Father God, where we have come, Father, yes, Lord, to petition the throne, Father God, to bombard heaven, Father, to dance, Father God, yes, Lord, in your glory, Father God. We just thank you right now because we're thankful, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, because we adore you, Father, because we magnify you, Father, because we come to lift up your name, Father God. We just come to you, Father God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, that as we come, Father God, that you speak to our heart. You speak to any singleness, Father God. We thank you, Father, for you say if any I be single, Father, in the darkness of it, Father, we just thank you right now today, Father God, that our eye is single and stayed on you today, Father, that there is no darkness in us, Father God. But we thank you for the light that you speak into every single situation, Father, for every single, Father, experience, Father God. We just come to you right now today, Father, as you enable us to imitate you, Father God, because we are your dearly loved child, Father God. We ask that you teach us how to walk in our singleness, Father, how to talk in our singleness, Father God. And as Christ loves us, Father, and you love us, Father, we thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for every affirmation, for every declaration, Father God, for every decree, Father God, for every promise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, to commit, Father God, in our singleness, to submit in our singleness, Father God. We come, Father God, yes, Lord, to pray in our singleness, Father God. We come expecting in our singleness, Father God, for you say, well, you put two or more together, Father, that you are in the midst, Father God. So we just thank you right now today because we reverence you, Father God. We honor you, Father. We have gratitude for what you are doing, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask you right now today, Father God, that these things and the meditations out of our heart and the words that we speak, Father God, on this call, Father, be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. So, again, we just want to stay focused on whatever and however the singles have experienced or are experiencing, the other people that's single, just walk in a Christ-like walk or believing that Christ died for our sins, or just being a Christian or a single that has not walked into their Christ-likeness or has not accepted Christ in their life. We want to focus on that relationship-wise as far as trusting in God and sustaining in all areas, mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, financially. As I touch one area, and it's just basically an area where people deal with love, whether it's love from your family, singles rather, just love for your family, love from your children, love from, love from if you're a widow, or you're separated, love from your husband, just love in general. People, as we deal with our walk and we walk in our singleness, the only love that can actually answer or can actually comfort and console us is God's love. And as once we learn to understand God's love is unconditional, God's love covers us and covers a multitude of sin. God's love casts out any fear. Until we get into a place where we actually can be led by that, then there's a problem with if you're walking in your singleness, there's a problem with some things that you haven't dealt with. And that's what I'm experiencing in my walk. If there are things that I have actually that's surfacing, and if God wants to elevate us in our singleness, or elevate, not even in just singleness, as he wants to elevate the church, there's also some things he has to straighten us out in. There's some things that he has to actually heal us. There's some things that he has to actually convert. There's some things he has to speak to so that there's an understanding when going forth. Those things don't try to come and attack. Whether it be bitterness, resentment, whether it's some things that have not been settled, whether there's things that you have not even petitioned God for. But in this time of elevation, in this time of exposure, in this time of being influenced, in this time, we just have to come to a place where in our singleness that we understand how much God loves us. And God loves us very dearly that sometimes he'll tell us no. And we have to understand that no means love as well. Most of us know that we know that God is love. is stated in 1 John 4:8. We know he sent his own son to die on the cross for our sins of sinful people. We know all that, but some people stop believing. Some believers have stopped believing to the point because God said, if you love me, you will obey me. So now we look at love from what's in our heart that causes us to be disobedient. We know God loves us, but we still walk a walk and we don't acknowledge God, or we don't seek God, or we don't meditate in the things that he's causing us to meditate in. So that love begins to be defined in a way of natural response. And now we're not looking for God in everything anymore. We're not looking for this spiritual position anymore. We're not looking for the authority of what love actually can perform, or what love can actually, God's love can actually be influenced by. So if there's anyone who wants to lift up a loved one or lift up themselves, you know, if that's an area where may have fallen into, or area that is temptation for you, or area that you may need to just have prayer in, God is love. So there's many things that we may have not accepted in our walk, or we may have not settled in our walk as of yet, and it's time to settle it. But God's love will cover it so that it can be settled. Make your request known. Just remember to *6 your phone. If you want to make a prayer request, and when you're done, just *6 just to mute you out for any background noise. The line is open for prayer requests, anything pertaining to believers, single and non-believers. They're dealing with an issue of love.
Praise the Lord, Sister Brooks.
Praise the Lord.
My prayer request is... This is Sister Teresa. My prayer request is for one of my sisters and her son. Her son is crying out for the love of his mother, and I don't think she really realizes the rejection that he is feeling from not receiving that love from her, and it is also affecting him and his relationships with as a single young man. In his relationships with the women that he deals with. So that's my prayer request, that God can reconcile that mother and son relationship and let love come between them, unadulterated love between a mother and a son. Thank you.
Are they both saved?
Pardon me?
Are they both saved? Have they accepted Christ in their life?
Yeah, he has too. But she has, yes, she is.
Amen. So we just want to thank God right now for Sister Teresa. We want to thank God for the blood of Jesus that covers her family right now today, Father. As we lift up her family, Father God, we lift up her sister, Father. We lift up her nephew, Father God. We come to decree and declare, Father God, as we plead the blood of Jesus, Father, upon their relationship right now today, Father God. We thank you, Father, for we know every man may work out their own salvation, Father, but we come to you right now today, Father God, for the very elect, Father God. We come to you for your children, Father God. We come to you, Father God, that they may get to the end of themselves, Father, that they may be increase in every way, Father God. We thank you, Father, as we lift up the mother, Father God. We thank you that she becomes a mother unto her son, Father. We thank you, Father, that we know, Father God, that in you, Father, you have already placed a family for us, Father God. We thank you right now. You said that that family is those that obey, Father. So we pray, Father God, that you draw them closer to Teresa, Father. We thank you right now today, Father God, that you draw them closer to the word, Father. We thank you, Father, that you draw them closer, Father, to a prayer life together, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, as you draw them closer to you, Father God, that they begin to see that who they are, Father God. We thank you that they open their hearts to you, Father. We thank you that they begin to walk out the authority that you have chosen them to walk in, Father God. We come to you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we touch and agree, Father God, that Teresa will begin to move mountains, Father God, for her family, Father. Teresa will begin to walk out, Father, the manifestation, Father God, yes, Lord, of what Christ looks like in her family, Father God, according to your word, Father. We thank you right now today, Father God, that you have called us trailblazers, Father God. So they may not know what that unity looks like, Father God, but we thank you, Father God, that a life that is transparent, Father God, a life that you've given us, Father God, that it will cover any relationship, Father. So we cover the mother to son relationship. We cover, Father God, a father to daughter relationship. We cover, Father, a father to son relationship, Father God, because you, Father God, are Father of all right now today, Father. So we come to you, Father God. We come severing the enemy's head, Father God. We bruise his head with our feet right now today, Father God. We thank you right now today for authority, Father God, being placed in the family, Father, authority being placed in this relationship, Father. We thank you for the order, Father God, the love, Father God, that brings forth increase, Father God, so that they may, Father, know who they are in you today, Father. We thank you for Christ's identity, Father God. We come for you right now today. We bind up any bitterness. We bind up any resentment. We bind up any unforgiveness, Father God. We bind up, Father God, yes, Lord, any retaliation, Father. We come to you right now today, Father God, for the light of this world that has been placed, Father God, in this young man, Father God. For you called him king, Father God. For you raised him up, Father, in the authority of Christ, Father God. We thank you right now. We bind up any hate right now. We bind up anything that has not been talked about, Father. We bind up his childhood, Father God, for whatever was been, yes, Lord, taunting him, Father God, for whatever is causing him, Father, to be in for unforgiveness, Father. We just thank you right now today, Father God, for life, Father God. Yes, Lord, that you call right now today, Father, to surrender, Father God, to submit to you, to go higher in you today, Father God. We just thank you for this young man, Father God, for the society that we live in, Father God. We already know, Father God, yes, Lord, that we know not what to pray for, but we thank you, Father, because we have eyes to see, because we have ears to hear, Father God. We know exactly, Father God, how to stand, Father God, and watch and be prayerful and observe, Father God, the life of our loved ones, Father God. So we just thank you right now today, Father God, that it is 100-fold return, Father God, unto him, Father God, because he's able, Father, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask and think, Father. And we thank you, Father, he honored his mother, Father God. We thank you right now that he honored you, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, that he is not a disobedient child, Father, that he is not reaping and, yes, Lord, sowing into rebellion, Father. We come to you, Father God, because we once were a rebellion nation, Father God, but we come right now, Father God, breaking, Father God, every chain of rebellion, breaking every chain of disobedience, Father God, breaking every chain of resentment, Father. We come, Father God, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we plead the blood of Jesus, Father, that he will begin to walk, Father God, yes, Lord, that he will begin to pick up his cross, Father God, that he will begin to see who he is in you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the strength that you give him, Father, for the strength that you give the mother and son relationship, Father, for the strength, Father God, as you raise both of them up, Father God, in ministry, as you raise both of them up, Father God, yes, Lord, in your will, Father God. We come to you, Father God, that you remove the veil, that you uncover their eyes, Father God, and as they begin to walk, Father God, towards you, Father God, that they're able to see, Father, what ministry you place between them, Father God, what ministry will manifest, Father God, yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We come against rejection, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God, for we know, Father, you are the only one, Father God, that knows the beginning and end in our life, Father God. So we thank you right now, Father, that our heart is not hardened towards our son, Father God, that our son not hard, that our son's heart is not hardened towards her, Father God. But we just bind up, Father God, rejection right now today, Father. We thank you, Father. We come, Father, that she may have a guiltless heart, Father God, that she may have a faithful heart towards her son, Father God, that she may have a no shameful heart, Father God, towards her son, Father God, that she may have, Father, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father God, every building block, Father God, that you have given her in life, Father God, we thank you right now today, Father God, that whatever she's dealing with, Father God, we just come, Father, that she may press towards the mark to you, Father God, that she may seek out her family, Father, that she may seek out truth, Father God, that she may seek out, yes, Lord, Sister Teresa, Father God, and we come, Father, that you even mend together the relationship so that they're able to pray together, Father God, for this son, Father, that they're able to pray together for the next generation, Father. We just decree and declare that every generational gap is closed in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, so that your will, Father, that you said, Father, you spoke out your mouth, Father God, that his life, Father God, shall not return void. Her life shall not return void. This family shall not return void unto you, Father God, because we are hearers of the word. We are doers of the word, Father. So we bring this to your feet, Father God. We leave this at the throne, Father God. And as we return, Father God, yes, Lord, and to this day, Father God, we will keep this family lifted, Father. We will keep the son lifted. We will keep every mother lifted, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, and it's amazing because I deal with that right now with myself, and it's not necessarily just rejection, but I have a son, and this is a son that actually my oldest son out of six children, and actually my oldest son who was recently shot and paralyzed, but he has this influence. He has these things or people speaking into his ear, and it's the manipulating thing. It's the spiritual warfare. So we just got to be mindful of people that these things that come to attack our relationships that hold dearly to us, we have to understand that God is still in control. I had to understand that I had to let some things go. I had to understand that I had to hold on to some things that God told me. And in that, it was just the relationships around him. It's like, who's really speaking to him? Who's really girding him up? Who's really encouraging him? Who's really inspiring him? But I know that through faith, he said, you train up a child in the way that shall go, that when they're older, they will not depart. So whatever seed was sown, I just decree and declare that as I'm able to walk forward, because we still have ministry. We still have work to do, even though these things come to attack those things that's close. But that's just a distraction. But when you're not able to identify that as distraction, you're lost, because now you're actually mingling and dwelling into the places where the enemy wants you to, and you're focused, and everything tries to come and attack, and you can't be fruitful in that area or this relationship. You can't even hear how to speak to the relationship. And for me, it's like I need to hear everything. I need to know when to shut up. I need to know when to be still. I need to know when to speak, not to just him or to speak just to him. And that's just what the Father wants us to do. He wants us to be straightened out in every area with every person, with every relationship. And in singleness, it could be challenging. Because now you have to go home. Now you have to work. Now you have to take, well, me, but say, I have to go home. I have to work. I had that night. It was an incident that escalated where I had to the next day really to get the police involved, because there were so many people that's not even in the conversation. So we just got to keep the situation lifted. We got to keep the condition lifted, because God sent us in to be victorious. He sent us in to have authority. And when that authority is lessened, or when that authority is challenged, you left in the middle of it to make the decision that God will want you to make. So if we just keep mother and son's relationship just lifted in prayer. The only thing I believe to dearly to my heart, that because his father died, or because our children don't have fathers, or they don't have that covering, and because of what the society and the world has defined the church is and God is, and just all these anti-Christ beliefs and faith is raising up, the only thing that can actually mend that or protect that is God. That's the Father. He's the Father of all. He's going to protect the women for raising them, and he's going to protect the children. He's going to protect the young men. And as you look in our society, the women that's raising the children, where are their fathers? Are they dead? Are they in jail? Are they, don't know their identity? So it's just a matter of the heart. And when it's released into the atmosphere, and it's one Sister Teresa and it's me, Sister LaLonda, we stand in agreement. And we all have to stand in agreement, but it's been made known. So we got expectation from this, not just for our own family. We got expectation for every single mother or every person that's dealing with a situation that's similar. And you just stand in the gap. I mean, it could be in the middle of the day. You hear one of our names or you hear this situation or it comes across your path. That means you have to intercede. That means that you have the opportunity to be blessed. That means you have the opportunity to go into the praying without ceasing because you already know what this situation does. But we just thank God right now for God's love. We thank, and it's His love. It's His love that covers. It's His love that's going to mend together the brokenness. It's His love that's going to cast out anything that's being rejected towards the relationship. So as we, God sent His only Son to die, and that death was horrific in a place where we have to remain. We have to remain the same way Christ did. If it wasn't that horrific for Him, and He knew He was on the cross. He was on the cross, and He said, let thy will be done. If this is your will, then let it be done. He was on an assignment. He was on a mission. In our singleness, we are on an assignment. We are on a mission. Whether it is that we wait upon the Lord, whether it is that we find strength, whether it is that we mount up like eagles, whatever it is that God's telling us to do, He said we can do it. With all things, He said. He said with all things. And that relationship can be looked at in anything, any form of singleness. It can be looked at in any tragedy. It can be looked at in any sickness or any sadness. We have all kinds of reasons to doubt God's love. But for us, if the only thing we have to go on is what we can see around us, but we are such infinite beings, we have to also look at the things that are little, the things that we don't pay attention to, the things that we take for granted, the things that we don't even see where love is and we walk past it, or we don't speak to it. We are the very beings to bring forth love in this earth. And we got to get more engaged in His people. We got to get more engaged in those that's ripe for harvest. Walking in singleness can also be sometimes a selfish salvation. Now that I've experienced it before, I'm okay with where I'm at. This is what I used to say. I'm okay. I wasn't content because content was when you were based and you were bound. And now you can live a life no matter what condition or situation you're in. It was a time where I was okay with where I was at. I made myself okay. I made myself satisfied. I didn't want to go to the next level. Fear crept in. But it was because of what the activities were that I was dealing with. It was the things that I dealt with that even in your singleness, in your single walk, you believe that you can handle everything. You believe that, oh, they don't need to know about this. I pray for God. I heard from Him. They don't need to know that I'm dealing with this. But at the same time, if He calls us to be unified together, He said, well, two or more are gathered in His name. Whoever He calls you to speak to, matter of fact, your pastor should know about it. Someone in your ministry that you're praying with, someone that you're walking in fellowship with, should know about. I had to learn it. I had to learn what trust looked like again because I was so rejected. I was so, let's see, I didn't have that godly love. I didn't have that unconditional love. So I had to unlearn some things to learn some things, and one of them was love. So if you have a prayer request for you or a loved one, you can make your request known. Just start fix your phone. And when you're done, just mute yourself back out. But the request can be made known at this time. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So if there's not a prayer request at this time, let's take a look in 2 Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, and God bless you this morning and everyone on the prayer line. My name is Sister Pat, and I was just calling for a friend of mine that has suffered a lot of rejection in her family. She lost her husband, she lost her daughter, and she has one son left, and she's staying with him. And well, he asked her to stay with him and his wife, and she suffers a lot of rejection in that home. Mm-hmm. She also suffers a lot of rejection with her sisters, with her family. She don't like to go around them because they're always intimidating her and making her feel very like she does, you know, like she's a nobody. So
mm-hmm.
I'm for prayer for her, because I did talk to her last night, and she's at the point now where she just don't want to, she want to leave here. She's saved. Her family is saved, but her son is not saved. And this is the one that's really hurting her by some of the things he's doing to her. She's him, and he treats his wife's mother better than he treats her. And she lives with him. And it's like she don't have any say-so about anything. She can't chastise her grandson. She can't say anything in the house. And she's the one that really keeps the house, holds the house together. So I'm asking prayer for her. I've been praying for her. But I just don't want her to give up. I told her, you know, keep believing God, and I don't want her to give up on life. She's tired of being hurt. So could you please pray for her and pray for her son, that he realizes that some of the things he's saying to her, it just breaks her heart the way he does it, and I just want prayer for her.
Do you want to release her name into the atmosphere?
Her name is Gloria. Her name is Gloria. We've been friends for years. And
what's her name again?
My name is Pat. Her name is Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
And my name
and
is
name
Pat.
Is...
I just want you all to intercede for her, because she's my friend, and I just don't want her to give up, you know.
Yes,
I told her
yes.
to keep trusting God.
Amen. So I thank you for bringing that prayer. The prayer that's being requested is actually my testimony. So I just thank God for moving in the way. Yes, all of us as women, you know, we dealt with it in some form or fashion, and it's just we have to get to the root of it. And when it touches us so close, it's a friend, it's a family member, it's somebody at work, and it's something that we got to get involved with. It's something that God's saying, just because you know me, I need you to let them know how much power that he has over that situation. Because everything she looking at, she draw closer to him, and she draw closer and stay connected with you, it's all broken. It's already done. So we thanking God and we praying God right now today, Father God, because
you know
your
what?
Will has already been done.
Can I cut you off for a minute? It's also a point where she lives way out in the suburbs, and she tries to get to church. She don't drive, and she wants to come to church, and she got family members that live close around her out there, and they drive right past her house and don't offer to bring her to church. So she goes to a church where she can walk to keep from bothering anybody, and I just feel for her, and I just, you know, just hold her up in prayer, because if she's at the point now where she just want to give up. But I keep telling her, God loves you, and you keep trusting God, because he's going to work this thing out for you. And she listens to me, but she still feel a lot of rejection. So
okay.
All right. As we lift up glory, as we lift up your son, your daughter, Father God, as we lift up glory right now today, Father God, we just lift her, Father God, before you, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus upon glory, Father God, as we cast out every imagination, Father God, that tries to attack her this morning, Father God, we just say glory right now is free, Father God. Free from bondage, Father God. Free from rejection, Father God. We call, Father God, and command your angels, Father God, that you have camped around her, Father. We dispatch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come, Father God, that her ears is closed right now today, Father, to anything that tries to degrade, Father, or take away, Father God, from the life that you've given her, Father God. For her life is not in the hands of her sister. For her life is not in the hands of her son, Father God. For her life is not in the hands, Father God, of where she is dwelling at right now today, Father. But we thank you, Father God, that we lift up Gloria right now today, Father God. Lift her up from the situation. Lift her up on her block right now. Lift her up in that suburb, Father God. Lift her up, Father God, yes, Lord, in that house right now today, Father God. We decree life right now today, Father God, to manifest, Father God. We decree your favor to manifest, Father God, that she's able to move, Father God, that she's able to move in a different area, Father, that she's able to move in a different dimension in you, Father God. But we thank you, Father, for you say that you will not forget her labor of love, that you will not, Father God, you will give her double, Father God, for her shame and her confusion, Father God. We come to you, Father, that even as Pat cries, Father God, we thank you that every tear that you catch, Father God, that she is being healed, Father God. We thank you, for we know the affliction that is appointed to us, Father God. Come right now today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, for we are amidst, Father God, amongst, Father God, yes, Lord, a witness, Father God. Yes, Lord, we are amongst a cloud of witnesses right now today, Father God, and we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that everyone that has an ear to hear, that everyone has an eye to see, Father God, we lift up the relationship that Pat and Gloria have, Father God. We just come right now today that it is fruitful, that it is multiplying, that it is replenishing, Father God. We thank you that even as our sisters heard, Father God, we know, Father God, even that we are saved, Father, even that we're walking in righteousness, Father God. We are as weak as the weakest link, Father God. But we thank you that that link, Father God, is made strong in glory, Father. That that might is made strong in glory, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that she will walk, Father God. Take up her bed, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that she will find out who she is today, Father God. That she will know the power that she has, Father God. That she speaks in her tongue, Father God. That she begins to be open to her heavenly language, Father. That she begins to be open to the wisdom, Father God, the knowledge and the understanding, Father, that you've given her, Father God. We thank you right now today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, that she will begin to drive herself, Father God, to the places that she has to go, Father God. That she will begin to unction whatever it is in the spirit right now, Father God, because we stand in agreement, Father. So let this be her morning, Father God. Yes, Lord, for you say weeping may, but joy comes by night, but joy comes in the morning. Let this be her morning, Father God, that joy returns to her 100-fold, that peace returns to her, Father, like a river, Father God. We come to you right now today, Father God. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now today, Father God. We lift her up as a woman, yes, Lord, who is a nurturer. We lift her up, Father God, for who her family is, Father. You said, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Father God, that she fears not, Father God. So we come against any fear, Father God. We come against any rejection, Father God. We bind up, Father God, any loneliness, Father God. For what you put together, Father God, you said, Father, even the death of a husband, Father God. We come, Father God, yes, Lord, thank you, Father God, that you, Father, are her husband, Father God. You, Father God, is her father right now today. You, Father God, will give her, Father, everything pertaining to you, Father God, everything pertaining to your riches, everything pertaining to godliness, Father God. So we just decree and declare, Father God, that our hands are made strengthened to fight